Psychiatric therapies designed to convert people to heterosexuality may sound like something from an outdated era, but gay conversion therapies are still legal here and in the United States. Now a bill is being put before the US Congress to outlaw them, and a gay rights group is calling for the law to be changed here as well, as Isabella Higgins reports.
For Johan de Jute, conversion therapy seemed like the answer to his prayers. He was 22, a practicing Christian, and he desperately wanted to have his sexual feelings for men fixed.
I went to my pastor and I told him that I was struggling with same-sex attraction. He suggested that homosexuality is an abomination. So that started a journey for me of basically doing everything I can in my power to change.
The Brisbane man spent over 15 years in conversion therapy, which aims to change someone's sexual orientation from homosexual to heterosexual. He was trying anything he thought might cure his gayness.
On Sunday, I was crying out to God. On Monday, I was having sex with a man. The rest of the week, I was beating myself up so bad that by Saturday, I wanted to commit suicide.
By the time he was 38, he realised his sexuality was not something that could be cured.
I have come to the conclusion that it is not a choice. I don't think anyone in their right mind would choose to be gay. There's so much hatred in the world towards gay people.
Johan did 3 years of therapy at an organisation called Liberty Incorporated. Now he wants it to be shut down.
Liberty Incorporated, 10 years later, are still running. They are charging $80 per one-hour counselling session.
A gay rights organisation called Ambassadors and Bridge Builders International is pushing for conversion therapy to be outlawed Australia-wide. Anthony Van Brown runs the group. He was once an evangelist pastor with the Assemblies of God Church, struggling with his sexuality and undergoing conversion therapy.
It is harmful to people to try and change their sexual orientation. In fact, it's not only harmful, it's impossible.
He says there are still about 10 professional organisations offering these treatments across Australia. But even if they were closed down, he thinks the therapy sessions would still be offered by churches. Anthony Van Brown says legislative change, like the one being proposed in the US, is needed.
In many churches today and church leaders, they do not have never really research the whole issue of sexual orientation. They're coming from a biblical perspective.
Do you think legislative change is the best way to stop churches from practicing this?
Well, first of all, it would send a very clear message to young people. And also another thing is that it would be a message to the churches of how far behind they are in their understanding of sexual orientation and gender identity.
To make changes nationwide, a bill would need to pass federal parliament.
That message that will come from that, having that legislation in place, will definitely have a very, very positive impact.
What's the best way to foster a change in churches?
The number one thing, of course, is about education, which is about reaching out to church leaders and churches and denominations to create a dialogue with them and to educate and inform them, because, you know, the evidence is there. It is so solid that, number one, of course, sexual orientation is not a disorder. Any pastor or youth leader who was saying to some young gay man, look, we can pray for you, if this legislation is in place, they will definitely be thinking twice about that.
Every professional health body in Australia is opposed to conversion therapy. Damien Briggs is an expert in sexual health from the Australian Psychological Association.
The APS has reviewed the evidence, the literature on conversion therapy, and has come to the position that there is no evidence to support that it unequivocally is a good thing. There's too much evidence to suggest that it's actually damaging to people.
He says conversion therapies treat homosexuality as a mental condition that can be cured.
We believe that APS members shouldn't be doing it. We believe that psychologists more generally shouldn't be doing it.
In the meantime, the gay rights community will be closely watching what happens in the US.
Isabella Higgins with that report.